your host, Jim Fried.
We're here today. We're talking esports with my new friend. I hope I can call you my new friend.
Absolutely.
All right, great. We're here on the show today with John. And John, I'm scrolling and I'm going to get there, I promise. With John Crackham. He's the Mayhem and Mutineers president. Boy, you got to even explain what that is, John. Welcome to the show, first of all. Let's talk a little bit about esports and then tell me about the Mayhem, the Mutineers, and the Misfits gaming team here in South Florida.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Our pleasure.
I guess starting at the top, we are Misfits Gaming Group, and we are a professional esports organization, which means that we run teams that play video games as spectator sports. So think of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Orlando Magic. And these are all organizations that manage professional teams within a league or multiple leagues that play sports in front of audiences. And that's what we do. So we, under the umbrella of Misfits Gaming Group, we operate teams in three things that you'd kind of call professional leagues, mm-hmm. Which are the Overwatch League, the Call of Duty League, and then the League of Legends European Championship.
Okay.
And in each of those leagues, we've got teams that play over the course of a regular season. We play a certain number of games. Then if we have a good, if we do well enough, we get into the playoffs and eventually to a championship, a world championship. So, it is the model that we're all familiar with traditional sports, but instead of our players going onto a field and playing football against each other, they walk out onto an arena floor or a stage, sit down at computers, and play the associated video game.
No, I've seen it. It's tremendous. I think I've seen it on Fox, if I recall correctly.
Yeah. Fox has run some. ABC and the Disney kind of ESPN family of networks have run some events. TNT used to have a regular segment for a couple of different games. I think Street Fighter ran on TNT for a couple of years. So yeah, I mean, it's found kind of some toeholds on public broadcast on kind of traditional network broadcast. Our largest audience by far is online. All of our games are broadcast for free online.
Twitch. Is it Twitch you guys are on?
So that's league based. So actually the two teams that I run are both on YouTube,
okay.
Which was a big deal that was announced in January this year, for both of those leagues to be exclusive to YouTube.
Okay.
So YouTube both has, you know, what you think of YouTube. It's got the recorded video that you can go on and watch anytime, but there's also a YouTube live service. That allows people to stream like others do on Twitch.
Well, all I could say is I think we got about 5,000 hours of content in about 10 minutes to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm already putting in my bid to get you back on.
Now, absolutely.
The demographic, you know, we get all these terminologies, baby boomers, Generation X, millennials, Generation Z. Are these people that are basically under 40 that have grown up with video games that really, you know, they play them with the headsets on against each other and this kind of evolved out of that? How did this come about?
Yeah, I think you've hit it well, a lot better than most people do. I think under 40 is generally right. The industry has now professionalized enough that we're bringing in an older crowd, just because there are very smart and passionate and interested people from all ages and backgrounds who want to get involved in what we're doing, but I think you hit the nail on the head that the kind of the core of what we're doing is and the core audience are people who have grown up with video games, which are, you know, I'm 35 and I'm not the first, but I'm early in the kind of ages where video games were common, and everybody kind of has played one.
Yeah, but I'm talking about it from like a marketing standpoint. And what you guys are is a pipeline and a direct shot to the toughest people for the marketers to reach, which is the male that is under, you know, in the 18 to 35 or something, right in there.
Yeah,
you're very, very hardcore targeted marketing. And when you get your people going and they find you, they're very interested and they're very sticky viewers, aren't they?
Absolutely. No, that's thanks for pointing that out. And yeah, our average audience, you know, we kind of break it down by league and by game. But yeah, it's in the mid 20s generally. And you know, of our audience, the largest percentage by far is in that 18 to 34 demographic. And they are very sticky viewers. You know, they tend to be dedicated to the game or games that they play. And so one of the fun challenges that we have is to say, okay, you know, we've got a Call of Duty team and now we can market to all these Call of Duty fans. How do we get them to cross over to our Overwatch and League of Legends teams? And there are some fun strategies to do that. We've got a great in-house content creation team, videographers, photographers, everything. And they, you know, a big piece of their job is to get new people interested in what we're doing, or people that are interested in part of what we're doing, interested in the rest of it.
I'm raising my hand. I can't wait to come and do a tour. We'll do it on Facebook Live. All my people will watch. We'll tout it and we'll do it. And, you know, I get a whole bunch of views. My last one I put up with hundreds of views. And
we'd love to have you.
3,500 to 6,000 people here. I, you know, very, very interested in coming up. And you're based where? Up in Boca?
Yes, we're based in Boca. We're actually, we recently announced our long-term, or our future office, which should be ready later this year, which is right down the road from where we are now.
Okay, so
in Boca now.
Yeah, I read the article. That's where I reconnected in my mind with y'all, where you were actually granted a relocation bonus from one of the local municipalities. So this is beyond mainstream here. This is job generating. This is a new industry here.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the great things about this process and finding the new office has been, you know, for a long time, we've been spread out around the globe. Probably the biggest chunk of our operation was in California for the last couple of years. We have a lot of people in Berlin. And so being able to find a headquarters here in Boca means that, A, you know, we're now able to bring all these people who have been separated into one space and immediately have, I think in the last 6 months, we've probably had 30 people move to Florida who have either never lived here or have been working elsewhere for a long time.
People from London must have really been disappointed about that.
Yeah, you know,
I had to throw that in there, man.
No, you know, it's a funny, like, there's a lot to love about being in Florida and a lot to learn. So it's been a great
well played.
Experience.
Well played.
Sure.
Well played.
Let me ask you this.
So we've talked about a bunch of games. Mm-hmm. And you're in the gaming business, which creates a bunch of content, which creates opportunities, generate eyeballs, which generates mm-hmm. marketing opportunities. How about the games themselves? There have been a bunch of early automation and game creators based here in South Florida. Are you going to tap mm-hmm. into that and create some of your own games?
Yeah, you know, it's great that you bring that up. It's a very exciting opportunity that we're probably starting to dip our toes into. I'm not sure if you or your audience have heard of MSFIO, which we announced
last year. I'm 59 years old. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So let me
translate to child for me, okay?
Yep, absolutely. So MSFIO is something we announced late last year, which is an incubator that we are starting up with a fund generated through both our revenue and our investors. And we're taking some of the space in our new office and offering it to small businesses who are somehow connected to the gaming and esports industry. And saying, hey, we'll give you space to work. We'll give you access to all of our staff and players and professionals. We'll give you our network of you know, giant gaming Goliath companies and other professionals around the industry. And that's been a really exciting, you know, so we've started taking applications for those positions, and that's been really exciting for us. And part of the, some of those applications have been game developers here in South Florida, which is great. The story parallel to this is we have a peer organization who are very close to releasing information about a game that they've developed internally, and we're kind of watching that with a lot of interest to see, okay, does a company that's traditionally run teams like us, do they have a unique take on gaming that's going to let them create a cooler game or a game with a built-in audience? Or I think that there's a lot of opportunity to work across the space like that and work with people here in South Florida who are doing that stuff. And I think that our incubator is giving us a great platform to do that.
Oh, yeah. I have other guys that were involved with the FAU Tech Incubator. So when you're ready, I'd love to bring you together with them. And
very FAU's exciting. Awesome. They're right down the road from us.
Yeah, no, this is very exciting because you're bringing a bunch of high-paying, high-skilled jobs to our community, which is really what we really have needed so much. Listen, we got to run. We had the problem getting on. There's so much more that I'd really like to talk. Can we coordinate with Becca, John, and get you back on again in the next few weeks? This is tremendous.
Absolutely.
We didn't even talk about the teams and what they do and why you're called that and where they're based and where the players come from and how the players get trained and all this other stuff. My gosh, those are just great questions.
Mm-hmm. No, there's a lot to talk about, and I'm happy to talk about it for hours and hours. So definitely reach back out to Becca. Sorry for the little hiccup
No, it's nobody's fault. It's the way the world
works.
Thank
you so much again for the time and the opportunity, and I'll look forward to coming back soon.
Oh, hey, you may see me before you come back on the show. I can't wait to come up there and see all this good stuff and take some film. I think Reagan's nodding his head. You're going to be my man on that? We are. You are. Thank you so much, John Crackham. He is the Mayhem and Mutineers president. He is with Misfits Gaming. He is bringing high-paying, creative entertainment jobs to South Florida. And for that alone, we give him a high five. So listen, John, we'll talk to you real soon. And thank you again to Becca and the rest of your team for bringing you on today. Ben, a high five to Ben, too. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you all.